Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Good morning. I have Mr. Kenyon Steam is on the line.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Hi,
Thank you.
Kenyon.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
All right.
Good, good. So again, the call is being recorded here. My name's Jessica. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Well, I like the what?
See if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And then just to confirm, do you have an attorney already assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
No? Okay. And you're willing to affirm that to the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay, and were you or someone you love diagnosed with a type of non-Hodgkin lymphoma or leukemia after spraying Roundup?
Yes.
Okay, was it the non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
Yes,
Yeah.
non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear. Okay, so have you had more, was it yourself that was diagnosed? Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Oh,
Yes,
okay.
I'm sorry.
It
My
was
phone
your,
bleeped out.
it's okay. Was it yourself that was diagnosed?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Again, I'm sorry to hear. Have you had more than one diagnosis? Like did you go into remission and it come back? Anything like that?
No.
No, okay. What year were you diagnosed?
2018.
Okay. And then where did you spray the Roundup? Was it at home or work or both?
No, at home.
Home. Okay. Do you know the city where you sprayed it?
Yeah, my home, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Concord Township.
Concord Township. And what state?
Ohio.
Ohio.
You need the zip?
No, it's okay. For now, at least. And then, was anyone else in the household also diagnosed? Any neighbors, anything like
No.
that? No? Okay.
No.
And you were the one doing the spraying, correct?
Yes.
So it would have been direct exposure. Okay. And what was your age at time of diagnosis?
52.
52. And then, do you know estimately when you first started spraying it? What year it was? Was it when you moved into a home? Anything like that?
I ain't sure of the year, but it had to be about 5 years. So
5 years total?
2012 or 13.
Mm-hmm. Up until the diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so bear with me. And some of the questions are a little bit repetitive, so I apologize in advance. But have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more in your lifetime?
Oh,
Like 10
yeah.
times? Yeah. Okay. And then the phone you're speaking on, is it a smartphone or a landline?
smartphone.
Okay, perfect. And then are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then I'm going to read through a list of illnesses. Please let me know if you either had the diagnosis or not. HIV/AIDS,
No.
Organ transplant?
No.
Autoimmune disease?
No.
Hepatitis B or C?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Lupus?
No.
Diabetes mellitus?
No.
Cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
Other than that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so no.
No, okay. And then any family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. And then next year we'll go through the injured party information. So you said it was non-Hodgkin lymphoma that you were diagnosed with?
Yes.
And then can you spell your first name for me, please?
K-E-N-Y-O-N.
K-E-N-Y-O-N. Okay. And then your last name?
S-T-E-V-E-N-S.
S-T-E-V-E-N-S. Okay. And then do you have a suffix at all, like a junior, senior, second, third, fourth?
No.
No. Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Well, male.
Okay. Perfect. And then what is your date of birth?
5/22/1966.
Okay, and again, it's 5/22/1966?
Yes.
Okay, and then what is your social?
287-60-5800.
Okay, and again, 287-60-5800?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your mailing address?
12338 Concord Hamden, H-A-M-B as in boy, D as in dog, E-N, Hamden.
Hamden, okay.
Road, Concord Township, Ohio, 44077.
It comes up as Painesville.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Same thing, okay.
My license says Concord, but Painesville is our post office. So either or.
Okay. So it would be fine with the Painesville?
Yes.
Okay. And again, just the street number is 12338.
Yes.
Concord Hampton Road, Painesville, Ohio, 44077.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then bear with me. How did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your cancer diagnosis? Was it from like a TV commercial, social media? Doctor, friend?
Yeah, no, TV commercial.
TV, okay. And then do you know when you saw the TV commercial, what year estimately it was? Just best estimate.
Like, it was about, 22 maybe.
22, okay. And that's when you became aware that your diagnosis could have been related to the Roundup?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your height?
6'3".
6'3". And then your weight?
About 240.
240. Okay. Perfect. And then what is your email address?
Stevens, 536 at gmail.com.
Okay, and again, it's kstevens536 at gmail.com?
Yes.
And then your phone number, that's your cell phone? The 216?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then we'll go over the roundup usage information. So how many times per month, and this is just best to your knowledge, by the way, do you know how many times per month you used Roundup?
Per month? I would just say twice a month.
Twice a month. Okay. And was it year-round or during a few months? Do you know how many months total you were using it?
I'd say about 6 months.
6 months, okay. So it'd be 12 times per year. And then 12 times 5 years would be 60. So roughly like 60 times total.
Yeah.
And then, did you spray Roundup for at least 1 year before your diagnosis?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And then you said you estimately first started spraying in 2013?
Yeah.
And then you stopped in 2018? Right?
Yes.
Okay. And then, let's see, did you use any protective gear while applying the Roundup, like gloves, mask, anything like that?
No.
No, okay. And then, were you using it for, like, lawn care maintenance? Because I know you said you were using it at home.
Yeah, lawn care maintenance.
Okay. And then, let's see, what state did you use the product in? Was it just in Ohio?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And then we'll go over the exposure information. Let's see, so since it was at home, it was residential exposure?
Yes.
Right, okay. And then you said previously you were the one spraying it personally, right?
Yes.
Okay. And
yes.
So you were exposed directly. Let's see. And you were the one spraying, so you were present every time you applied it. Did you ever live near a water well?
No.
No. So you never got your water from a well for the house or anything like that, right?
Right.
Okay.
Not at all.
Perfect. And then have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
Have I been exposed to what?
Any other herbicides?
No.
No. Were you ever exposed to benzene?
No. What is that?
A chemical, or were you ever exposed to Agent Orange either?
Oh, no.
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 Okay. And then, do you know what type of Roundup was used? Was it ready to go when you bought it, or did you have to add anything to it?
A little of both.
A little bit of both. Okay. So concentrated and pre-mix. Do you know where you were purchasing it? Like a Home Depot, Lowe's, Ace's, Tractor Supply?
Yeah. Home Depot.
Home Depot. Do you have any proof of purchases, like receipts, credit card statement, anything like that? If not, no worries.
Yeah, because Home Depot receipts fade.
Yeah. So
the print fade out.
Mm-hmm. No worries. Do you have any old bottles still in your possession?
I don't think so. No.
Okay. No worries. Were you ever a cigarette smoker?
No.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay. Who is your employer?
The local 310 Laborers Union.
Okay. And then what city are they in?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland. And what's your job title?
Laborer. Construction laborer.
Okay, perfect. And then did you lose any time from work due to the diagnosis?
Yes.
You did. Do you know how many, if it was like months or days that you had to take off for like treatments or anything like that?
Yeah, so how you want, like, accumulated all together?
Yeah. If you can remember best to your knowledge how long you were off.
I'll just say about 3-4 months.
3-4 months, okay. And then were you ever in the military?
No.
No. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed disability or workers' compensation?
No.
Have you ever filed bankruptcy?
No.
Has there been any, well, excuse me, other than traffic, minor traffic offenses, like a parking ticket, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
I want to say no, but maybe as a kid, so long ago, I can't remember.
Okay, no worries. And then next year, do you remember the diagnosing doctor and facility?
Yeah.
You do. Okay. We'll go. What was the doctor's name?
I can't remember the doctor's name, but I remember the hospital.
Okay. What was the hospital?
It's Geauga University Hospital.
Geauga University Hospital. Okay. On Ravenna Road, Chardon, Ohio?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you have treatments there as well, or did you go to a different facility?
No, I went there.
Went there, okay. You can't remember any doctor's name?
Any doctor.
No, okay.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, for like the treatment, like an oncologist or anything like that.
I just remember her name was, her, it was a lady, her name was Maria.
Maria. And that was the oncologist?
Yes.
Remember? Yeah, okay. Let me see if I can find. There's a, let's see. One second here. Do you remember the years you had treatment?
Yeah.
Okay. What year was it?
2018 to probably 21.
And then you would have a medical record, at least with the doctor, that would indicate the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can find it.
Okay, perfect. And then do you remember what type of treatment you had for it? Was it chemo, stem cell transplant, radiation, surgery?
It was chemo.
Chemo, okay. And then... let's see, do you know how your diagnosis impacted your life? Was there like mental, physical stressors, family, financial, anything like that?
Well, mentally and financially, it kind of had me, it affected my life pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But and the stress, cause it just kind of shocked me.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And then lastly here, so we request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
I don't really have nobody.
Not at this time? Okay. No worries. Okay. Let me just make sure nothing else is needed real fast. I'm going to also verify a couple things real quick. You just give me yes or no. So again, you were diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin lymphoma in 2018 at age 52?
Oh, yes.
Okay, and then you used Roundup for roughly 5 years. You started in 2013 and stopped in 2018?
Yes.
Okay, and you did use Roundup for at least 1 year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then you are, again, you're a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, Perfect. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep up the forms and send them over to you. They'll be sent via text and email. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. One moment.